Dictation, 22nd of January. Patient Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Cal Fayan, K-A-L-F-A-Y-A, and date of birth 9/2/1947. Cynthia Cal Fayan was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodules. Per paragraph, an ultrasound of her thyroid gland recently had shown thyroid nodules. Per paragraph, she has had a recent history of occasional dysphagia with food, but no problems with liquids. And this has been present for about 2 or 3 years. Per paragraph, past history significant for reflux, esophagitis, pseudo-gout. Per paragraph, surgical history. She has had ovarian cancer with surgery on 2 occasions and a lumpectomy on 2 occasions. Per paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Paragraph, social history. She has worked in customer service. Does not smoke or drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, colon, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, comma, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, comma, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, comma, lorazepam 0.5 milligrams as needed, period. Paragraph, general review is unremarkable for trial systems. Evaluated paragraph on examination, blood pressure 116 over 664. Can't weigh 234 pounds, the BMI is 36, period, the pulse 70 per minute, period, regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroid gland is not palpable, there's no like lymphadenopathy, period. The heart symptoms and normal looks were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Paragraph, a fine needle aspiration biopsy from a left thyroid nodule was considered non-diagnostic as too few follicular cells were observed, period. Her TSH level is normal at 1.36, period, paragraph, impression. Multinodular goiter, comma, with normal thyroid balance, period. The radiologic appearance of the nodules suggests that they're likely benign. And the aspirated sample likely represents a degenerative central component in the nodule. Per paragraph, observation is advised at this point with a follow-up visit in 6 months and repeat ultrasound for surveillance in the next year or two. Per paragraph, interdictation.